This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto attended a national corn harvest in Landak, West Kalimantan on Thursday. The harvest is part of the government's efforts to boost corn production and strengthen national food security. In his speech, President Prabowo expressed optimism about achieving corn self-sufficiency. The president added, farmers must also prosper as production improves. Indonesia's Ministry of Health has released the results of the 2024 Indonesia Nutrition Status Survey. In a virtual press statement on Thursday, head of the Health Development Policy Agency, Asnawi Abdullah, said the national stunting rate has dropped to 19.8%, or over 4.4 million children. He said the decline reflects real progress in the government's efforts to reduce poor nutrition, especially stunting. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Here forever, right here.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024, and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Bila ku ingat padamu itu berlalu. Dua apa kau pegang bila kau benar-benar punya rasa bersama. Biarkanlah ku tahu itu baik cintamu. Waktu mati yang merah, wajahmu pun naruna kala itu. Terpendam asmara kau di dada, ada asa tuh ungkapnya. Berdebar jantungku bila harus berkata jujur. Dilemamu di kepala, haruskah mengatakannya? Apa yang telah kau pendam terletak amat dalam. Sampai itu saja sayang yang kau simpan. Jangan selalu kau tahan, biarkan itu berlalu. Buat apa kau pendam bila kau benar-benar punya rasa bersama. Biarkanlah ku tahu itu. Jangan saja rasa yang engkau simpan, jangan selalu kau nahan. Biarkan itu berlalu. Buat apa kau pandang bila kau benar-benar punya asa bersama. Biarkan aku tahu itu dari cintamu.
Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Here is keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people. Be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. That's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, besides the festivity of Idul Adha or Islamic Day of Sacrifice 1446 Hijri here in Indonesia, the festivity, the enthusiasm, the joy is also all about the victory of Indonesia over China in the 2026 World Cup qualifier at Jakarta's Gelora Bung Karno Stadium on Thursday evening. The match against China was vital to Indonesia's World Cup campaign. The team scored in the first half and maintained the lead until the final whistle. The stadium erupted in celebration, even with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto joining tens of thousands of fans to cheer on the Garuda squad. Indonesia was awarded a penalty in the 14th minute after Ricky Kambuaya was fouled by Che Xiang Yang in the box. Following a video assistant referee review, referee Rustam Lutfulin confirmed the decision. And Ole, 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 Ole Romani stepped up and calmly converted the penalty, securing Indonesia's win. And the president, Prabowo Subianto, expressed his gratitude after Indonesia's national football team secured a narrow but crucial 1-0 victory. He acknowledged the team's efforts but emphasized the journey was far from over. Looking ahead, he underscored the importance of the upcoming match against Japan and expressed hope Indonesia could make history by qualifying for the 2026 World Cup. So excited. And to spread more excitement from Indonesia and also to lift up the spirit of the Indonesian nation, especially, of course, the national football team, let's go hand in hand for Indonesia with the song by an Indonesian noted band, Kotak, with Satu Indonesia or One Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Flores. Life in unison with enchanting nature. Sustaining heritage. Preserving the craft. A way of life.
Hai kai, hopa hari antara jiwa, cecer landara, Manggarai Barat.
Hospitality is a fundamental custom.
Tuhan tentua rado kakal yali nangadaku nama ya santui mama angkuli.
Tradition maintained through celebrations. Captivating ritual.
Thank you.
solemn acts of devotion. Humble offering to the Mother Earth. Travel back in time to meet history of the nation's founding father. View the spectacular crater lakes of Kelimutu. A precious experience. A magnificent sight to behold. Encounter a new world. Lively, amusing, whimsical, warm-hearted, an enchanting universe generously welcomes you to an experience of a lifetime. Gentle people of Flores. Wonderful Indonesia.
Cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta nan elok rupawan. Inilah senandung puja. Cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Laut dan biru terbentang di langit bertaburan bintang. Oh ibu pertiwi ku nan elok rupawan. Inilah lagu persembahan. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di kesyaduan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di keseduhan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, oh cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu. Inilah janjiku padamu.
Inilah janjiku padamu.
Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu, Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as
well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Pontianak is identical with its equatorial monument. This city is one of the areas traversed by the equator, 0 degrees latitude, or commonly referred as the equator. In this city, a monument named Tugu Equator was built by a geographic expedition team led by a Dutch geographer. What is the original equatorial monument that we can still see at the location like Kasnawi? An officer from the West Kalimantan Culture and Tourism Office explained. So this equator monument, which was originally built by the Dutch using iron wood with a diameter of 30 times 30, and on the monument there is a description. Yes, in the form of arrows, cycles, and coordinate numbers. Now the arrow shows north and south. Then the cycle shows the hemisphere or in the middle, and the coordinate number appears there. Only the longitude is visible. Longitude 109 degrees, 20 minutes, 0 seconds were the marking by the Dutch. The Equator Monument is located on Jalan Khatulistiwa, North Pontianak District, West Kalimantan. This monument can be reached for about 30 minutes from the center of Pontianak. This monument was built in 1928 using the astronomy. To protect the monument from irresponsible hands, so in 1990 to 1991, a replica of the Ecuador monument was built in the form of a permanent protective building as described by Kasnawi. Then the Ecuador monument was not in the same environment as it is now. It used to be outdoor for 63 years. So when it was outside, it was scribbled by irresponsible hands. Thus, to protect this building, so in 1990 to 1991, this building and its duplicate, as we can see outside, above this building, was built by the government of Indonesia through the governor of West Kalimantan. The building and its replica are also 5 times larger than the original one. Well, since then, the monument has been inside the building of this monument, so the monument is safer, it is protected, it is more well-maintained, meaning from the irresponsible hands of the weather. So this day, it is still open to the public for tourists to visit. Apart from the Equator Monument, which is the main attraction, there is also a park nearby which is still undergoing renovation. So this park is apart, and the development is not all at once. So there is a partial development, step by step. What's going on? It depends on the budget too, because this development requires a large budget. So the system is indeed multi-year. This year, for example, let's say we built an East Park, or this year, for example, we built a West Park and other accommodations. Indeed, until now, we are in the process of improving the facilities and infrastructure, such as parking. It is also not representative. the parks are.
Taman-tamannya yang itu ya.
Then how will the Ecuador monument and its surroundings look like in the future? Kasnawi added.
Jadi untuk kedepannya memang akan terus dikembangkan ini. Ini kan merupakan kawasan ikonik ya.
So, in the future, this will continue to be developed. This is an iconic area of the city of Pontianak. The mayor, Mr. Edi Rusdi Kamtono, is committed to structuring the Ecuador Monument. Recently, it was proven that he did an MOU with the Tanjung Pura 12 military command in terms of structuring the monument. This Ecuador is also on the border with the Tanjung Pura 12 military command. As of May the 1st, an MOU has been carried out. This area is completely managed by the Pontianak City Government. So starting May the 1st, it has carried out what is called a data collection for this area. Then a site plan has been made for the construction, so which facilities need to be built. I see that a pile has been made, just waiting for the workers. It has been tendered by Pontianak City Government, so it will continue to be built.
Jadi akan terus dibangun, akan terus ditata.
In normal conditions, before the pandemic, the Ecuador Monument was visited by around 4,000 tourists, both by local and foreign tourists, in a year. To enter the Ecuador Monument area, visitors do not need to pay or free. And what's interesting is that, at with no cost, visitors are even given certificate stating that they have visited the Ecuador Monument in Pontianak.
Bagiku,
menang.
dan lebih dari itu. Aku yang minta maaf walau kau yang salah. Aku kan menahan walau kau ingin bisa. Karena kamu penting, lebih penting dari semua yang ku punya. Jika kamu salah, aku akan lupakan. Walau belum tentu kau lakukan yang sama. Karena untukku, kamu lebih penting dari egoku.
listener, in the beginning of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from clapanunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is a traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe, one of indigenous tribes of East Kalimantan. The song tells the story of an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The orphan invites his friends to dance and sing together by performing a circle. Well, listener, here is the song Leleng Uyau Along by Uyau Morris. Happy listening!
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
To the fire escape, get out the city, I can run away and tell nobody how to stay so late. I'm going to a special hiding place. I'm packing light on one with a good thing. Tell everybody to get in my way. I waited so long to feel so lonely. Clouded by mind, I need some space. Hit it so